The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, just calm down. I'm not putting everybody on TV. Okay, I don't have that power. All we're doing right now is just looking to cast some people with some very, very interesting medical conditions. We don't want to embarrass you. We don't want to turn you guys into American Idol, nothing like that. I mean, if you could sing, cool, but that's not the type of show we're doing. Stay dressed, please. Please do not send me any pictures of you guys being naked. We are just right now casting for people who have some very interesting medical conditions. You know, like porphyria, that vampire syndrome we've talked about, any weird tumors like dermoids with teeth in it, things like that. I had one, except there was no tooth in it. There was a little bit of hair. It was really kind of cute. It was on my ovary. We've talked about my ovaries and my whole gynecological issues, but we won't do that because it's not about me. It's about you guys. So if you do have any very interesting medical conditions, we are, I would be interested to hear your story and submit that to the production company who wants to do the show. You could go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Go under contact us, send us an email, and let us know what you got, and we'll keep that on file and let you know when we move forward, all right? Just, you know, anything really, really cool, unique, you pee blue. You know, you get blue pee, bleed, tears, things like that. Some of these real, real interesting conditions. Everybody calm down, though. I don't want you guys now, you know, starting to get autographs, okay? We don't know where we're going with this, but this is the start, okay? Just calm down for a second. Now, it's exciting, though. It always is exciting, especially, yeah, I love it. I love whenever I see someone going, now casting, I'm like, oh, use me. I love that kind of stuff, so I get all excited. All right, this is an interesting email. I got to read this to you guys, okay? This is a good one. Okay, doctor, I was assigned a new doctor with my insurance, and he kind of grosses me out. He is unshaven, has pimples on his face, and I thought he had a bad smell. Don't doctors require a level of hygiene? What if they don't let me switch doctors? Okay, I know. So at first, if you think about this, you're like, okay, all right, well, you know, you got somebody that looks unkempt. You know, I understand. I know what you're talking about. Some of the cystic acne with the pus, I get it. It could gross you out. I get that. And then, you know, if the doctor stinks, I get that. Okay, but then on the flip side, how many of us have those bad days? Okay, if I don't do my upper lip wax, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to look unshaven. Okay, we still get acne, right, well into our menopause years. And every now and then we have, you know, garlic chicken for lunch. And when I try to demonstrate how I want you to breathe out, you may smell that. So this could be any of us. Okay, so on behalf of all the doctors out there that may have lacking a breath mint every now and then, or are in need of every now and then some Clearasil, just cut us some slack, Jack. But I do agree with you on you should feel that air of cleanliness, okay? You know, me, my hair may be a little disheveled because when I comb it, it just looks weird. My hair looks combed, so usually my hair is a little bit more I don't know what the word to call it out. It's just kind of, it's full. My hair is full. But I do make sure to pluck my eyebrows. I do make sure that my hands and fingers are shaved. I'm joking. I do make sure my nails are clean. I think it's very important for a doctor or a nurse practitioner, PA, to have clean nails. I think that's really important. You want clean nails. If you're going to touch a patient, clean hands, especially. I try to chew gum or I'll wear a mask if I think that what I had eaten isn't really going to smell that good. You know, sometimes I'll have some leftover baba ganoush for breakfast, and damn, it's yummy, but it repeats. So you may think your breath is fine, then all of a sudden, and then now it's all back in your mouth again. Sometimes pieces of it. So I understand how that can kind of gross people out. So I try my hardest to make sure I wear a mask or chew some gum. I always wear deodorant. My underarms are usually shaved. And I try to make sure my bra straps are aligned, you know, because you don't need me looking like a Picasso in front of you. So I do my best. This doctor you have right here, if you're worried about that and you don't, you know, it sounds like you're getting the heebie-jeebies from him and you're already putting up a wall. Whether the acne is really as bad as you say or whatever, what I don't like is that you're already apprehensive and, I'm dropping stuff in the studio. You don't want your doctor to be clumsy, by the way. I'm very clumsy. I'm a klutz. Now, when I hold a scalpel, I'm fine. But I trip in the room. I walk in high. I trip. I fall on patients all the time. Yet, I can handle the scalpel without an issue. The vaginal speculum doesn't waver. The anus scope, just firm. I mean, nothing's, you know, jiggly. So, but I do have to work on my clumsiness. But if you're already kind of putting up a wall going, I don't like him, he smells, he looks, whatever, yeah. Now, should all doctors be shaven? Personally, if my doctor looked like Bradley Cooper with the scruff, I wouldn't mind, okay? You know, sometimes men, and I'm not a man, okay? But I can understand some men, if they have acne scars, all right, they will let the beard, let the scruff go, okay? It hides some stuff, makes them feel more manly. I don't mind beard or facial hair. I really don't. My husband has a goatee. He likes it. I like it. It's cool. It's cool. Acne, that's a whole other thing. It's interesting. This subject came up a while back when we were talking about fat doctors. Doctors who are obese. Okay, now I've been up and down with my weight for years. I was really, really skinny. Then I had a couple kids. Then I got skinny again. And then I changed my birth control and I gained weight. And now I'm starting to lose weight again. All right, and so there was a comment of, you know, if your doctor is fat, how is he going to be taking care of your heart, your diabetes, etc.? The reason why is we doctors are brilliant as do as I say, not as I do. When we come back, we're going to be taking a test to look at your risk of cancer. We'll all take it together. All right? I give some damn good advice. Do I follow my own advice? No. I have another doctor's advice to follow. When he tells me to not eat chocolate, then I'll do it. But right now, I'm just giving advice. I don't have to follow it. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, cool. Cool. All right. You know, I love taking these little quizzes. You know, a lot of you guys have done it. Don't lie. There's a quiz. You get to click the little buttons. You don't have to type. People don't like to type things in, but they like to click the buttons. You click a little button here for a multiple choice, and then you get to find out what your risk is for having cancer. And then you feel good with some of the results, or you feel bad and you feel scared. Okay, this is a cool little thing. I figured we'd all take it all together, right? Because things are less scary than when we all do it in numbers, right? Apparently, this is a survey coming out of Europe, okay? And it has to do with with, you know, our lifestyle choices, etc. The quiz was devised by the World Cancer Research Fund charity, okay? And as we're seeing, you know, certain cancers rise and other cancers improve. You know, lung cancer is still the biggest killer for us Americans, right? But we're seeing as we smoke less and we have less smokers, we're going to start to see others start to rise, like our prostate cancer as people are living longer, our colon cancer, etc. You know, my father, for example, never got afflicted with colon cancer because he died of a heart attack in his 60s. Yet if he had lived through the heart issue, we would have probably been see him get the colon cancer like his family members did. I know. So which is better. I know. Well, he, my father never wanted to get the cancer diagnosis. He even said, you know, why are you telling me to stop heart attack and prevent heart problem? I don't want cancer. Let me get the heart attack. It'd be quick. And he was right. When he died of a heart attack, it was quick. He was stubborn. He was so stubborn. But that's my dad. He's up in heaven now telling me, I told you so. Every now and then in my dream, he's like, see, told you, and you wanted to put me on Lipitor. No, Lipitor. All right. I kept up because Lipitor was big at the time. Dad, you need to take Lipitor. No, Lipitor, hurt my liver. No. Like, come on. Just take the damn Lipitor. No. Leave me alone. You know, and I was afraid of my father. So when my father said, leave me alone, I was like, yes, sir. Yeah. I was like, you don't mess with your father. Oh, all right. I'm still scared of him, even though he's dead. Still am. I know he's probably yelling at me now that I'm talking about him. Why you talk stuff about me? Leave me alone. All right, leave you alone. Anyway, let's take this quiz together, okay? And we're going to see how healthy our diet is, okay? I know. Okay, just, you know, bear with me on this. Okay, how healthy is your diet? Now, remember, for cancer prevention, the diet, don't cheat. You know, usually diets that have to do with vegetables and whole grains and fruits and beans are really important. So let's see here. Number one, breakfast is usually A, muffin and an orange juice, B, a bowl of cereal with fresh or dried fruit, or C, fried egg, bacon, and sausage. Okay, for me, it would probably be the cereal with fruit. Now, they aren't saying that Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Cocoa Krispies or Lucky Charms isn't good. All they want to know is cereal. And a lot of the cereal is fortified, so that's going to be my choice, okay? That's what I'm going to put. If you guys want to put fried egg or whatever, we'll tell you. Well, what we'll do is we'll do me, and then I'll tell you what you guys are. Okay, yeah, because I'm sure many of you guys are bacon. I don't like bacon. Thinking about the amount of meat in your diet, do you A, have a medium-sized portion of red or processed meat a few times a week? Do you B, usually fill two-thirds or more of your plate with plant foods and one-third or less with lean meat? Huh? All right, one-third, I don't, lean meat, that doesn't even sound appetizing, lean meat. Or three, do you always include a large portion of red or processed meat with your meals? I would probably say I have, and I remember, a few times a week, it could include breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I would probably say I have a medium-sized portion of, no, but I don't eat red meat. I eat chicken. You know what? I'm going to put the, I usually have lean meat. So turkey or chicken. Oh, good. Okay, I'm B. Excellent. Okay, good. Meals and snacks. If you think about the meals and snacks you've eaten over the past week, according to, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, by the way, we're taking a test to see our risk for cancer. Your choices of plant foods like vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and other things have included A, 10 to 20 different kinds, B, more than 20 different kinds of fruits and vegetables throughout the week, or C, less than 10 different kinds. Okay, here's my thing. I like mango, and I like grapes, and I like strawberries, and I like whatever. So I probably, between vegetables and fruit for a whole week, about 10 to 20. I'm not better than that. I'm not worse than that. Let's look at to-go food. A, do you eat fast food a few times a week? Occasionally as a treat or almost every day. I only do it occasionally as a treat. And then finally, the number of portions of fruits and vegetables you have in a typical day. Is it between 2 and 4? Is it 5 or more? Is it 1 or less? If I count my orange juice and I count what I have for lunch and breakfast, I'm probably at about 4. So I'm going to do that, even though it should be 5 or more. Now I'm going to submit. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Say a prayer. Here we go. Submit. Ooh. What does it say? Excellent. I got excellent. Yeehaw. Congratulations. You appear to be selecting the right balance of food for a healthy diet. You ain't lying. From a nutritional and health point of view, you are helping your body perform in peak condition, it says, and reducing your risk of serious health problems. And might I add, you are one sexy mama. I is. Thank you. Thank you very much. This was, by the way, a survey reported by Mail Online. Let's go back and see what happened if I put all the crappy answers. Okay, I'm going to put fried egg and bacon for breakfast. Always large amount of red meat, less than 10 different kinds of fruits and vegetables, everyday fast food, and one or more less of fruits and vegetables. I want to see if they say you're going to die. Hold on a second. No, it doesn't say you're going to die. It just says make some healthy changes. Your responses suggest that eating more plant foods could make your diet healthier. Cereals, vegetables, fruit. They also say tubers and pulses. Tubers and pulses. I don't know what the hell that means. That's like English. I need a dictionary. I guess tubers must be like those, like turnips, like things that you stick in the ground, like tube, and then pulses. My guess. I don't know. I got to look it up. Okay, but anyway. Okay, now let's go to the exercise. We're taking a quiz, but not a Dr. Dahlia pop quiz. This is a quiz where nobody fails. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Here we go. Physical activity quiz. Here we go. All right. Because we know, you know, being physically active, you can avoid cancer. Okay, here we go. Daily life. How physically active in your job, whether a paid position or as someone taking care of a household? Okay, so basically, if you are at home or if you are somewhere working, are you not very active? You spend most of the day sitting down? Or B, I don't have an active job, but I make an effort to move around when I can? Or C, very active, I'm always on my feet? Well, these days on my radio show, I'm always on my feet. I even stand when I pee. So I'm going to put very active. Next, current level of fitness. If you were asked to objectively and truthfully describe, truthfully, people, your level of fitness, you'd say you were A, not in very good shape at the moment, B, in average shape for your age, or C, in excellent condition. Here's the thing. I run every day, but I don't run like other runners, and I think other runners are much more excellent than me, so I'm going to say I'm in average shape for my age. I'm probably better than that, but I just want to hedge just in case. Fitness choices. If you have a choice between walking up and down some stairs, using a lift or like an elevator, or have sex, would you probably A, use the elevator, B, take the stairs if you're not in a rush to get somewhere, or C, always take the stairs if I have a choice? Me, I always take the stairs. I think taking the stairs is pretty, pretty cool. Okay? Sports. I know, that would be nice. You have sex once a day, once a year, once a decade. That would really help, but they don't have that in the quiz. Sports. How often do you play a sport or do active hobby, like swimming, walking, dancing, jogging, cycling? Do you do it never? Do you do it once a week or several times a week? Okay, I do it several times a week. And then finally, if you have to go somewhere that's a half a mile away, would you drive or take the bus? Would you walk if it's sunny? Or would you just always walk or bicycle? The problem is I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. Las Vegas, Nevada is pretty hot. It's pretty dusty. And sometimes people like to jump the curb. So I would probably drive. However, whenever I'm in a safe area, I always try to walk. So I'm going to put that so I feel good. Now let's hit submit. Here we go. Excellent. I got another excellent. You see? Good. All right. Man. Oh, my husband should be so happy. They say try to maybe up your activity from 30 minutes a day to 60 minutes a day. My foot. I'm on my feet all day. What? Okay, now let's take a look at some of us who are couch potatoes. Let's go to that. Okay, not very active. I want to see if they say we're going to die. Not in very good shape. Choose the elevator or escalator. Never dance, jog, or cycle. And you always drive to where you have to go. You have time to get up and get moving, they say. They really say get off your ass, but I'm not allowed to say that on air. They say start with being active. Look at this. They say if you haven't been active, start by 10 minutes each day. Didn't I tell you guys 10 minutes each day? Didn't I say that? You see? I know my stuff. You get off your butt about 10 minutes a day. Okay. We'll quickly talk about how to cut your risk of developing cancer. And take your medical questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. DALI or your emails at drdahlia.com. Bring it.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, I get a lot of emails, and I don't read all the emails to you because some of the emails are kind of boring, but they're boring for you, not for me. You know, oh, my dad had cancer, just got diagnosed. How do I make sure me and my kids don't have cancer? My mom is this, my mom is this. And, you know, so I try to answer you guys individually. I do. I answer all of you individually or I read it on air. And but collectively, I can tell you guys who are listening today, a lot of you out there are scared, you know, about getting the big C. Okay? And the big C, cancer, C for cancer. Come on. And I understand that. I understand. I mean, I'm nervous about it, too. We have cancer in my family. It freaks me out. And I don't. I know I passed. I aced that test. I know. I aced that test. But I know I could be doing better. I could be doing a lot better because I see some of my patients. I learn from my patients. One of my patients yesterday, he's diabetic. And he's overweight, but he's drinking smoothies, kale smoothies. I know. Listen. I'm not saying you have to drink kale smoothies. Calm down. Okay, I'm just saying he's doing that. Now, he's coming in today to do his blood work. We'll see what the kale smoothie does. Do not secretly hope it doesn't work. What if it works? Would you guys try a kale smoothie? See, here's my thing. I don't even like chocolate smoothies. Smoothie, to me, I don't think you should drink meals. Unless, of course, you need to drink your boost or things like that. All right, I'm not very good with drinking thick. I don't like thick drinks. You know what I'm talking about? Let alone kale. But listen, just, you know, we'll see if it works. I'm not saying you have to do that. Well, then eat the kale. All right? But he makes a meal. That's what he's doing. His wife is making it. It's not by his choice. Trust me. The wife is standing behind him. And not only is she making it, but she's watching him drink it. All right? And I can't help him. I mean, I know he looks to me. It's so funny when the patients look to me for help. You know, the wife's in the room. The wife says, I'm making him do this, and this. And I look at the husband. And they look at me like, help me. And I look back at them with my big blue eyes. They were blue. They're not as blue anymore. They're turning gray like my hair. And I look at him. Wanting to show them empathy and wanting to give them all the sympathy that I think they want. And instead, I look at them and go, huh, that's a good idea for my husband. Look at the wife. How do you do it? Then I sit down with the wife. I pull out a pencil and paper and I take notes. But don't come to me for, listen, I may understand what you guys are going through and I may understand that it may totally blow. But listen, the only person that helps me outside the office clinic is the wife. So if the wife is making you, I don't know, take kale suppositories, I have to support her. Because my job, even though I don't like it, I don't like to eat the stuff, is to tell you to eat the stuff. Okay, so kale smoothies, it's an idea. But anyway, first and foremost, you want to be a healthy weight. Okay, underweight doesn't necessarily mean good. Okay, the size zeros confuse me. But try to be a healthy weight. Okay? If you can lose 5 or 10 pounds, you know you're going to feel better. I'm not asking you guys to lose 50, 60 pounds, even though a lot of us need to. Just try to lose 5 or 10 pounds. Okay? And then after that, try to lose another couple here or there. And then maybe a few months later or next year, try to lose another 2 or 3 pounds. Little, easy baby steps, but get that weight down. Okay? The being physically active is extremely important. The body, remember, okay, your body is designed to move. Things move in the body, and it's designed to move while you're moving. Too much movement could be a concern. Okay, now I'm not talking about, you know, for cancer, but like some people, they don't do well with, you know, 3-hour decathlons or 8-hour, I don't know, whatever people do during their decathlons. It's kind of big because there are 10 parts to it. As opposed to a triathlon, there's 3 parts, right? Okay, sometimes the body, you got to condition to get the body used to that. Okay, but being sedentary and just sitting there, I mean, the body doesn't know how to handle that. Your body was never designed to lie like a lump or sit on your couch or sit in front of a computer. So when something does go, you know, so things start to slow down a little bit. Well, you're not using that much energy. You're not using that much activity. Okay, maybe we don't have to have as many little Truman Necrosis Factor Pac-Man running around. Maybe we don't need whatever. You're not doing too much. You're just kind of sitting there doing nothing. And I don't know why the true sedentariness causes it, unless it has to do with the fat metabolism. And that's something they're figuring out. But you got to do that. Of course, your fruits and vegetables, yeah, your vegetables and voots are very important, your whole grains, etc. You got to limit the sugary drinks. This is where I'm in trouble, okay? I like to every now and then drink something sweet, whether it's some apple juice, whether it's a Capri Sun, whether it's a little swig of some Coca-Cola. I like to have a little something sweet, and that's not good. Okay, now meat. They say to avoid your cancer risk, you have to eat no more than 500 grams per week of red meat, like beef, pork, lamb, or processed meats like ham, bacon, salami, hot dogs, and some sausages. All right? If you're like, well, cooked red meat, I guess it's about 50% more when it's raw. So let's say you're buying about a pound of meat. Oh, man, I can't convert grams. How do you convert grams to pounds? Oh, to heck with it. Just cut your red meat. Alcohol. They say you need to limit alcohol drinks to 2 for men or 1 for women a day, although this may be changing the alcoholic level because in some states, 1 in a woman may cause her to be impaired for driving. But they say you really got to limit the alcohol. Even if your doctor said alcohol is good, have a couple glasses of red wine. Wine and alcohol could put you more at risk for diabetes. All right, and some people with diabetes seem to be at risk for cancer and other sorts of issues. Not that diabetes directly links you to cancer, but we're seeing that. We're seeing diabetics come up with cancer more and more. Why is that? Is it because your immune system's down? Salt. We have to decrease salt. A lot of people don't realize that salt is linked to bowel cancer. We think it's the nitrates and the nitrites and the sausages and the meats and the bacon and that kind of thing. But maybe the salt in and of itself causes the cancer and not so much the salty food. Okay? There's been a lot of debate on supplements. Should these vitamins be used to prevent cancer? Well, we don't know. There's some studies on turmeric that are starting to come out that I'm finding really, really fascinating. Again, I usually tell everybody, use caution. If you want to get your supplements from real food, do that. Try to use like real cinnamon on your food or real garlic, etc. Just because I don't know what a lot of these companies that aren't regulated put in their capsules. However, when it's a real good company and very well known for their supplements and well studied, I'm a fan. So the only thing is right now I can't tell you that there's any one supplement that'll definitely prevent you from getting cancer. For those of you contemplating breastfeeding, we know that breastfeeding helps to prevent breast cancer. Some sources recommend to breastfeed exclusively for 6 months, etc. It would be protecting you, not so much protecting baby, although they're studying if breastfeeding protects the baby. It's hard to say because a lot of us were breastfed before bottle fed, and many of us got cancer anyway. It's hard to directly link that, but they're studying it. And then, you know, you want to do your screenings. You know, you want to do your colonoscopies. You want to do your mammograms. You want to do your pap smears. You want to do your skin cancer screening. I mean, after I had a pre-melanoma, that scared the hell out of me. Now I go to the beach completely covered. Well, what also helps prevent skin cancer or prevent regular cancer? Sunlight and vitamin D. So, you know, just take everything in moderation. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Tom wants me to talk about what to do if you're adopted, if you don't know your family history, your parents, etc. It's easy. If you're adopted and you don't know what runs in the family or how to proceed, you just assume somebody in your family had heart disease, somebody in your family had cancer like the rest of us do, okay? Yeah, it would be nice, and it'd be a hell of a lot cheaper if you could think that, you know, everybody in your family was healthy and they all lived till 90 or 100. But the truth of the matter is, like in my family, we never had breast cancer in the family until one of my relatives had it. Okay, and now we have breast cancer in the family, whether it's genetic or not. You know, in fact, if she would not do mammograms. She refused to do mammograms because she said breast cancer doesn't run in the family. So if breast cancer doesn't run in the family, I don't have to do mammograms. Well, maybe it did run in the family, and everybody had died off in their 50s and 60s, such that nobody lived long enough to ever be afflicted with breast cancer. Or maybe she was the first. Maybe now she has a mutated gene and she's passing on the gene. I don't know. All right. So if you guys are adopted, you may think you're at a disadvantage, but you're not that much at a disadvantage because the rest of us still have to get screened, like colon cancer. If colon cancer does not run in the family, do we still screen you for colon cancer? Hell yeah. We screen you at age 50 rather than age 40. Okay. We screen you at age 40 if there's definitely a family history. If there's no family history at all whatsoever and you're not having any blood in the stool and you're not having any issues or change in your bowel habits or abdominal pain, etc., then we wait till you're 50. So if you talk to your doctor and said, look, I have no idea what my, you know, what I have in the family, you know, or if any, but if there was any colon cancer, your doctor may decide, you know what, we'll screen you in your 40s then. Let's just assume you do. So it's actually really, really easy. Okay. Where I think it's more difficult is for those of us who are jaded and we think we're fine. You know, that's what scares me. Okay. You know, I really get nervous for those of us that think, okay, we're cool. You know, like I told you, I'll have patients come in and say, look, I don't have to worry about, anything with me. There's cancer in the family, but it's only the girly cancers, like breast cancer and ovarian cancer, so I should be okay. Well, no, because the BRCA gene, and we've talked about this, if there's breast cancer and ovarian cancer in the family, you could be at risk for prostate cancer, pancreatic cancer, etc. So I'm more nervous of the ignorance is bliss, the idea that I could keep my head in the sand, I'm good, this doesn't affect me. Because I am going to tell you, every single person out there that was ever diagnosed with cancer, when they were told, all right, even though they might have said, well, yeah, I smoked, they still for a split second thought, no, that couldn't have been me. It should have never happened to me. It wasn't supposed to happen to me. All of us go through that. When I had my two cancer scares, I was like, what? You know, no, this is a bad dream. All right, bad dreams happen. But again, and I don't want people paranoid, okay? You know, there's things we do. And I told you the best way to approach your medical health is say, look, I'm going to knock it out of the ballpark. Okay, the best way to approach it is not, oh my gosh, I don't want to get this, so I'm not going to do nothing, I'm just going to sit in a bubble. No, you got to enjoy life. And as you can see, you know, the people that don't seem to get cancer, the people that seem to live long, healthy lives, maybe they have a cancer that gets cut out, who knows, but the people that live long, healthy lives are the ones that are out there. They're out there, they're exercising, they're enjoying nature, they're eating well, they're having fun, but internal. You know, I really feel that those of us who are type A and stressed out about Obamacare and stressed out about, you know, running their practice and making sure every one of their patients is taken care of and there's no abnormal lab that's not unseen and, you know, making sure your staff is doing what they're supposed to and making sure your kids are getting to school safe and making sure, you know, everybody in the family is happy and you're supporting whoever, you know, whatever. And you know, that to me, I think is probably the biggest biggest cancer causer out there. If you really want to prevent cancer, right, and you think you're eating well enough and you're exercising enough, I want you to make sure you're healthy mentally. You can't walk around like a stress case. And I know things are stressful. Things are really stressful. I was talking to one of my patients today before the show, talking about downsizing. And I said downsizing was probably a lifesaver for us, because we could breathe just a little bit easier. All right? This stress of every month paying your bills. Now, we still have that stress because of our office. Our office is on a busy street. It's a very good piece of real estate, but it's too expensive. Yeah, you know, in real estate, it's always location, location, location. Well, we got a killer location. We just don't have the funds to keep it. I mean, it's a very, very frustrating, scary time for my little neck of the woods. Not as scary as other people. Other people have it worse, which is why I shouldn't complain. But the stress is still there, and we all find stress. I'm sure Donald Trump has stress. Okay? I mean, he's rich. I was in New York. I'm driving down, I think it was FDR Boulevard or something, and you see, you know, a building called Trump Place, and you're like, okay, that's nice. You know, fancy building. No wonder he's rich. And then you see a second building, Trump Place. Then you see a third building, Trump Place. And I'm like, damn, he's got a lot of Trump Places. Well, my guess is there's stress with that, too. Okay, I mean, so we all have stress, and that's what can kill us, too. So I, you know, just, and we've talked about stress, we've talked about how to approach things, how to handle things. Don't be stressing out about your health, okay? The best way to handle your health is going, look, whatever issue I have, I'm going to knock it out of the ballpark. I can't stand when patients go, look, I haven't gone to the doctor for a year, don't tell me anything bad, and they basically have their head in between their knees. Work. Okay, no more talking with my hands. All right, so stress, hands folded nicely in front of you so you don't knock yourself off air. I know you guys all thought, yay, party. Some of you thought, yay, she finally got fired. I could cut her off. No, not happening. Okay, we got a lot more to talk about in the next hour. You know, a lot of you are avoiding dairy because you think that dairy can be hurting your heart or can be causing weight gain. You know, a lot of my gay friends, they don't eat dairy. It's really, really big in the gay community to avoid dairy. All my gay friends are like, no, 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 I cut dairy. Well, they actually say that there may be a little bit of protection from colon cancer with dairy. So that's always good. We also have a student here that I guess hacked into their high school computer. They got busted for changing grades. You know, it's funny, cheating. You know, I told you about my good old days. I didn't cheat in school because I needed to. I got the grades. I cheated to get the attention of the boys I liked in terms of making really cute little cheat sheets that they could use. I was very, very good with memory at the time, much better than now. So I would take a test, and my friends in the next hour, you know, would be like, okay, what was on the test? And I'm like, this, not that they had any time to study it, you know, because they were taking the test next time. But we'll talk about cheating in school. That's bad. And then pesticides linked to autism. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Him Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.